Okay. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
We are 48 hours before Yom Kippur.
Wow.
Aseret Yemei Tshuva. We went through Rosh Hashanah, and we are going to be signed on Yom Kippur. This is a serious matter, and we have the privilege this year that we have Shabbos and Yom Kippur together. What does it mean? It means a few very interesting points here. First of all, when we ask somebody what is the most important day in the year, normally what would the answer? What is the most important holiest day in the year?
Shabbos.
No, holiest day. Holiest is Yom Kippur, no?
Shabbos.
Okay.
Shabbos is not, Yom Kippur. It's Shabbos is every week.
Shabbos Yom Kippur.
I tell you, there's a very interesting thing. We precious things, and we give them more value if they are rare. So from this point of view, Yom Kippur should be very important. But the real truth is that the common things, that the daily things, they are much more important. For example, water, air. Air doesn't cost you now. You don't have to pay yet. But and water, you don't pay a lot. But without it, there is no life. Diamonds, rare, cost a lot of money, but so what? You can live without diamonds, you cannot live without water and without air. Shabbos is written, Vekidashto mikol hazmanim. It's the holiest day of all days of the year. And we have it every week. Doesn't mean it's less holy. On the contrary, it's very holy. What is the idea of Shabbos? Shabbos is Me'en Olam Haba. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that if a Jew doesn't keep Shabbos, he hasn't got the key to go into heaven, to the Olam Haba. He's not connected. So Shabbos is our connection to Olam Haba. There is also another interesting thing. Shabbos is Shabbat le'Hashem, Shabbos to God. Yom Kippur is Shabbat Shabbaton hi lachem, to us. What is the difference? A big difference. If a Beis Din decides that Rosh Chodesh is on the wrong day, even if they do it intentionally, the Mishnah says Mekudash. It's all. In other words, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, all those Moadim, all those holy days are going to be according to what the Beis Din here decided. In other words, this is given to us. It's our decision. And it also means that if we talk of our decision, it's what we call Itaruta del Eila, the Itaruta del Tata. What does it mean? Itaruta del Eila, it's coming from up there. And Itaruta del Tata is we are doing it from down here. Mm-hmm. Also, Shabbos is Chesed Ahava, and Yom Kippur is Din. Because we are going to be signed. So, look what a beautiful combination we have. From one side, the holiness from God. From the other side, the holiness that comes from us to God. Then we have the love of Shabbos. And the other side, the Din of Yom Kippur. So in other words, this is a great opportunity. Because we have both powers. This is an unbelievable power. The combination of Shabbos with Yom Kippur. So I had to start with this to understand that this year we have a double power to have the kapara. So we have to use it wisely. And what do we do in order to really do it in the right way? What is the way that is going to lead us to a good year? I don't know if we talked about it. They say on Rosh Hashanah, Sifrei Chaim veSifrei Metim Ptuchim. We talked about it?
No.
Living book is open and the death book is open. Now, I understand living book, but the death, somebody who is dead, it's finished his job in this world. What does it mean that on Rosh Hashanah, the dead and the living are being judged? What is there to judge somebody who's already dead? Did you think about it?
I thought that is who will die.
Yes, we all think like this, but that's not what's written. Sifrei Chaim veSifrei Metim Ptuchim Lefanav. I understand that the book of living is open, and he decides who is going to die, because somebody who is die is dead. That's it, finished.
Yeah, but his deeds live on and his family live on. So it depends how they.
So do you judge? The dead or the living?
No, you judge the living, of course.
Yes.
Not the dead. The dead, no.
But how you say is like Doreen said that the deeds that the man, the woman, did.
Yes.
It's he left for his generations, and he can be judged, no?
On what? They say מי שתרח בערב שבת יאכל בשבת. The one who prepares himself on before Shabbos, he's going to eat on Shabbos. But if you come to Shabbos and you don't prepare yourself, you're not going to eat anything. So in other words, everything that the human being did in this world, even the influence that is later on, it's all from what he did when he was alive here. Yeah. The influence goes. In other words, when he's dead, even though I'm going with you, it's okay. Like, you say that even if he's dead, still he can elevate himself there in heaven. But it hasn't, it's not enough to understand why is the book of death open on Rosh Hashanah. Unless we don't understand what's the meaning of living and dying. We think that living and dying means if I move or I stop moving. That's not the idea. Animal also moves, eats, sleeps, and we also eat, sleep, but there is a difference. Living means Torah. Without Torah, there is no living. In other words, what we're talking living and dead, we're talking about those who live life of Torah, they are in the book of living. But those who didn't live life of Torah, in what book are they?
The book of death.
The book of death. And now they've got this opportunity
to change
from the death and become alive. When they do tshuva. So they are going to be written in the living. Also, God is checking. What have you done? I gave you tools. How did you use them? Did you use them in the right way? To do chesed, to love, to do mitzvahs? Then I'm going to give you even better tools. But if unfortunately I gave you tools and you abused them instead of using them in the proper way, so for me you're dead. And you're going to stay. Or I'm going to take you from the living to the death. In other words, our sages try to tell us that living and dying is not just moving or not moving, eating or stop eating. That's, by the way, on Yom Kippur, we have two goats, one la'azazel, and the other one goes to God. And the Kohen cannot decide which one is going where. But we'll be talking about the Metzorah, which are two birds, if you remember we talked about it a few times. The Kohen just decides this is going to die and this is going to live. Why here that we're talking about living and dying, you can just decide whatever you want. And here when both of them are dying, who cares which coach is going to go to Azazel and the other one is going to be slaughtered for God? What's the both of them are going to die. That's exactly the point. The Torah wants to show us that the goat who goes to Azazel goes with all the sins. So you cannot put the sins on the goat unless God decides which goat is going to take the sins. Because that's the real meaning. The goat that goes to God, this means holiness. The goats that go to Azazel means impure, tumah. So here, you cannot decide. God is going to decide. That's why you have to make the lottery, which one is going where. And again, to tell us that the important thing is not living physically or dying physically, is how you live. What do you do with your life? And if we're already talking about this, there is a beautiful story of the Shalom Shvadron Zatzal to understand really the importance of Yom Kippur. And what do I mean? One guy had a son, and this son decided to do business in a far away country. So he left home. He got married that country and had kids, and the year went by. And the father missed his son, and he was asking him all the time, come visit me. But the son says, I'm very busy, I cannot come, blah, 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 blah. Eventually, as we say, if Muhammad doesn't come to the mountain comes to Muhammad. So the father writes to his son, my dear son, I'm coming. Oh, very nice, very good. And he went, bought tickets, booked a flight, and went to prepare himself for this journey. He bought present for his grandchildren, for his son and for his daughter-in-law, and he wrapped them very nicely, and every day was looking at them and waiting for the moment that he's going to go to his son. And the day came, and he went to his son. He goes on the plane, and he's so happy. He's going in a few hours to meet his son. And all the flight, he's thinking, how is this meeting is going to be? And eventually, the plane lands. He goes out, takes all the packages, goes out to the welcome hall, looks for his son, and the son is not there. He says, what's this? I come from far away to meet my son after so many years, and he's not even here welcoming me. So then he thought, you know what? Maybe he couldn't make it in time. So I'll take the train to the town where he lives. And I'm sure that there he's going to wait for me. So he does it, takes all the packages, and goes on the train. Baruch Hashem, gets there, goes down with all the packages, and is the son there? He's also not there. Now, he's getting worried. Maybe something happened. So he doesn't know what to do. He takes the package, takes a taxi, says, take me to this and this address. And it's already night, and it's dark, and he gets to the street of where the son lives, and only a few lamps there. Everything is dark because everybody is already sleeping. And he gets to the address, and he looks. It looks very dark. He says, maybe something happened, they're not at home. So he's asked the taxi driver to wait. He's going to see what's happening. And he goes, and he walks, looks, and then he sees there is a small light inside the house. So he starts knocking at the door. Nobody's answering. Now he's really worried. So he's banging very hard. Suddenly, Baruch Hashem, he hears a voice. Hello? Who is this? He says, Yankale, it's you? He says, who is this? It's your father. Oh! Look, Father, it's very late. I already washed myself. I wore my pajama. Maybe do me a favor. There is a hotel on the other side of the street. Tomorrow morning we'll meet and we have a nice discussion. The father heard this. And he's thinking to himself, I thought he's going to welcome me in the airport. Didn't come. I saw them in the train station. And didn't come. He's not even waiting for me in his home. He went to sleep. I'm knocking at the door and he's not even opening the door. I'll go to the hotel. What would you do?
Uh-huh.
Went back to the taxi. Take me to the station. Morning comes. The son wakes up and suddenly realizes what he did. He rushes, puts his clothes on and runs to the other side of the street to the hotel. Says, tell me, Avram Moshe, can you call him please? His son is here. Says, Avram Moshe?
Nobody.
There is no Avram Moshe here. Says the Rav Shvadron, this is exactly what's written in Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim is telling us, Ani yeshena velibi er. I am sleeping and my heart is awake. Ani yeshena, sleeping from the mitzvahs. My heart wants to do them. But, you know, it's very nice that you want to do them. You have to do them, but you're not doing nothing. Doesn't help. And then, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Kol dodi dofek. My uncle, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is knocking and is asking us, Pitchuli petahat, open me the gate. Open only the door. One door and I will open you the whole world. To tshuva. A small thing. I will give you everything. But
you sleep.
Pashateti et kotanti. I took off my clothes. Echacha elbashena. How can I now wear it again? Rachatzti et raglai. I washed my feet. How will I dirty them now? Go and wait for me on the other side in the hotel. That's what Knesset Israel is telling God. And what's happening? Kamti ani liftuach ledodi. I woke up in the morning to open for my uncle, to open for God. Patachti ani ledodi. I opened the door, but after Yom Kippur, I opened the door. Aval, but dodi chamak aval. My uncle is not there anymore. He went back. Bikashtiu, I asked for him. Velo metzatiu, but I didn't find him. Why? Because he says, Bikashtiu keneged dirshu Hashem beimatzo kera'uhu biyoto karov. Ask for God when he is there. Call him when he's close to you. But not when he went away. And, you know, it's a story, but the idea is very simple. This is the last chance. And God is knocking at the door and he's telling us, just open the door, that's all. Okay, you didn't come
to the station.
To the station. Airport. Didn't come to the airport. Mm. But now it's Yom Kippur. I'm here! I'm willing to forgive on everything. Just to tshuva. So some of us can say tshuva. Ah, tshuva is a great thing. You know, it's very easy to say, but not very easy to do. You know, the Rambam says the proper tshuva is if you are standing in the same position that you sinned and you don't sin. And let's think for a minute. If I will stand in the same position that I sinned, what's going to happen?
You will sin again.
It's not easy to say. It's very easy to say. But we all know, we don't sin because we want to sin. We sin because in a certain situation, Yetzer Hara controls us. So the best thing to do is not to get to this situation. But the Rambam says, if you want to do a proper tshuva, you have to go to the same situation. Rav Pinko says, everything is an own level. You have to understand, sometimes our Rabbonim say things because they want us to want to do great things. Because if you want to do small things, you will do nothing. But if you put high your expectation, at least you get somewhere. But if your expectations are low, you get nowhere. So you always need to have high expectation. Because otherwise you don't do anything. So, says the Rav Pinkus, we have Taryag Mitzvot, 613 mitzvahs. Why? We say, before Kaddish, when we say Kaddish the Rabbanan says, Rabbi Chanina ben Akashya Amar, Ratzah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezakot Et Yisrael. The Kaddish Baruch Hu wanted to give Am Yisrael merits, zkuyot. Lachen irba lahem Torah mitzvot. So he gave them a lot of mitzvahs. I'm asking you, if God is so merciful, why do you give me 613 mitzvahs? Give me 2 mitzvahs. It's enough. What is better? 613 mitzvahs or 2 mitzvahs? What do you think? What is easier? What is easier? 2. So, what's the meaning of, because God wanted the good of us, He gave us more mitzvahs. A lot of mitzvahs. What's the idea? The idea is very interesting. Says the Rav Pinkus, when you take a ball, iron ball, and you throw it on a wall, small ball, what's going to happen to the ball?
Nothing.
Not a lot. But if you take the same ball and you empty the inside and put dynamite in, and now you throw this
ball
bomb on the wall, what's going to happen now?
Explosive.
Says the Rav Pinkus, we need a clever bomb. A small one, but clever. So what do? He says, we have Taryag Mitzvot. What is the schut? What is the merit? Why God gave us so many mitzvahs? Because each one of us can find a mitzvah that he can do properly. And if you do this, this is the clever bomb. You are getting in the entrance of the next year. You're getting into the hall. That's what God is telling. Tachli petach kechudosha. Open the door. A small door. A thin hole. But that goes through. If you open me this hole, I'm going to open you everything. You are in. So in other words, I don't have to do tshuva on all the sins I did. Maybe I have. But there is a special system which is called this clever bomb, says the Rav Pinkus Zatzal. If you decide to do a mitzvah, but you have to choose a mitzvah that is a bomb, what does it mean? A mitzvah that will lead you to other mitzvahs. Because the idea is very simple. We have to do as much as we can. It's not, okay, I do one mitzvah and that's it. No. The idea is to start. You need a starter, like in a car. You have to start the car. You need a lot of power to start, but then the car moves in the right direction. For example, there is a very simple thing that we really don't look after them. Like I always talk about, because I see how people take something and say the blessing, the bracha. What did you say? Did you even listen to what you said? You want God to listen to you? If somebody will talk to you like this, you will listen to him? It's a chutzpah. So you can get on yourself a nice decision. From this day on, when I have to say the blessing of Sheakol, I will say, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Sheakol Nia Bidvaro. Is it hard? You decide something else. But you have to do it all the way. Now, when you do this, mitzvah goreret mitzvah. You know, when you do something good, you feel good, you want to do more good. But if you don't do anything, either you feel nothing, or you feel depressed. So you have to move in the right direction. The minute you start moving in the right direction, you're not alone. God is with you. בדרך שאדם רוצה ללך, מוליכים אותו. And it's very important to understand. This bomb can put us into this חתימה that we want, a good חתימה. So each one of us has to understand, this is the last opportunity. And you know, always I'm telling people that sometimes people, like, they're excited, they take on themselves big things. That's not the idea. You need to take small things that are going to stand. In other words, if you get to take on yourself, you know what, from this day on, every morning I'm going to say a Perek Tehillim. How long is it? 2 minutes? 3 minutes? This is something we can do.
I decided this 1 month ago. I keep 1 week and I...
So you have to think now, sit with yourself and think, why couldn't I make it? What was the reason? And maybe the time was not right. You know, sometimes we decide even small decisions, but we put them not in the right place. What is Shlomo HaMelech says? Everything's got its place and its time. So we have to think. That's why we have the mind. That's why we are not animals. We are human beings. We have a seichel, we have the neshama. So we have to think, what did I do wrong? Now, it wasn't a great decision, right? Just a few minutes. So maybe I put it in the wrong place in the day. You know, sometimes, you know, I'm trying for a long time to do a Dvar Torah when I come to work. So I decided, whenever we decide to do it, we'll do it in the middle of the day. It doesn't work. Because you're busy. So what do we have to do? To do it in the beginning of the day. So in other words, the minute we come in, we stop. 5 minutes, halacha, gemara, whatever. And then we go on with the day. And you think this is easy? It's also not easy. Because sometimes already things are waiting for you when you come into work. But that's Yetzer Hara. That's the Satan. It's trying to put us off. And we have to fight it. So you know what? Let's do it 2 minutes. But we'll start the day with a mitzvah. And when God sees that we do this, that the first thing we do is, first of all, God, like Modeh Ani Lefanecha. By example, this is also, not everybody, when he wakes up in the morning, says Modeh Ani Lefanecha properly. Sometimes you say, as a robot. That's the time to start thinking differently. And you know, we have to understand, it's like when somebody puts a seed in earth. So you know, there is a certain time you can do it. If you do it later, it won't grow. So Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, that's the time. That's the time when we do the things that are going to lead us to a good year. Because we want the best tools. And in order to get the best tools, we have to prove God that we are worthy of it. He says, what's the meaning of Rosh Hashanah Yikatevun or Yom Tzom Kippur Yikatevun? What is the idea? What is this procedure? It's like you work in a factory and this manager is doing interviews to have new workers. So he interviews you, you make a good impression, and he says, okay, start working tomorrow, that's your job. You have 10 days, I'll try. Let's see what you do with them. After 10 days, I decide if I sign the contract or I tell you, leave the factory. I don't need you. You don't do the proper job. Mm-hmm. 10 days. You know, some people find it very hard to wake up in the morning to say slichas and all the things, you know. And they don't realize that this is a present. You know, imagine to yourself, you did something very wrong. And you come in front of the judge. And the judge tells you, you know, if you do these things for a few days, I'm going to let you free. No, no, not going to let you free. I'm even going to give you much better condition than before. What would we do? We'll climb on walls. But, because we don't see God, and we went through Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur before, 2 years, 3 years, 10 years, then, okay, we'll go through this also. But it's wrong. You see, from one point of view, you know, when I've been in Shanghai, I was talking, because the rabbi there was at this same Shabbos, he was ill, so I talked almost every meal, everything. And one of the guys from New York, he told me, you know, I don't know, you talk so nicely, like Rosh Hashanah, Yamim Noraim, Yom Kippur, it's like a nice time, like, no, it's easy. And you know, our rabbi in Shul, he tells us, you have to take it seriously, and you have to do tshuva, and you have to do this and that. I told him, you see, there are two ways to approach the problem. Or in other words, to approach a human being. You can threaten him in order to do something, and you can show him how good it is to do the thing. What is the best way? He says, I personally think if you do it in a nice way, because the whole idea is to love what you're doing. Because if you do things from fear, the minute there is no fear, you won't do anything. But if there is love, you will do much more than when you do from fear. Yes, but I says, you see, sometimes there are people, I'm not saying, that they need threats, because otherwise they won't, nothing is going to move them. But there are a lot of other people that if you threaten them, you're just going to turn away. They're not going to come to shul. Says, I personally think, especially when I'm talking to people that are not ultra-Orthodox, that Drachei Adarchei Noam V'chol Netivotei Shalom. Everything gently, nicely. Ta'amu u'u ki tov Hashem. Taste and see how good God is. That's the idea. And that's what we have to understand. Yes, Yom Kippur is a judgment. We're going to be signed. What's going to happen with us? And if you don't realize it, look around you and see how many people are suffering. You just, somebody sent me a Shana Tova that a nurse taped on her way to work. And she's saying there, it's very, very nice, like how she says, that she's been nursed for many years. And she went through all the departments. And she saw so much suffering. So he says, I'm not telling you, wishing you a Shana Tova. The Shana is already Tova. I am wishing you that you realize how good it is to wake up in the morning and to have two eyes and to have the power to eat and to have the ability to put clothes on yourself, to walk around, to listen, to talk, to walk. He says, what I see, this nurse is saying, every day, how people are suffering and people dying and people are like losing the sight and cannot go to the toilet and so many things. And you realize how thankful you have to be to God to have the ability to do things. We take it.
Right.
As granted. Yeah, okay. And that's the idea of Yom Kippur. To understand and realize that God is ruling everything. He is the King of all kings. He decides what's going to happen and what's not going to happen. And if we don't realize it, it's terrible. So, yes, we have to take it seriously. But from the other side, we have to understand, it's not hard. Yetzer hara makes it look hard. What God wants is As we said, a small, clever bomb. Show me that you care. Show me that you're going on the right way. And I help you. And I give you the best tools. But you have now 10 days that you can show God that you care. It's like, and with this we end the story. This guy, he was always inventing invention. Well, he's a very clever guy. He invented the small barbecue that you just open it and then it gets bigger and all the coals and everything is in there and you don't have to need to eat just little by itself and you can cook on it for hours. Unbelievable thing. And then he invented the special foods and every minute a new invention. And he had this guy, a very stingy guy, that always used to come and look at the invention but never buy. Because he was stingy. One day he called him in. Come, I've got an invention for you. He says, what have you got for me? I'm not a client. I invented this special food. You eat it once and you are not angry, satisfied for a whole week. For a whole week you don't have to eat. In other words, for a price of one meal, you are settled for the whole week. You know how much money you can save this way. He says, what? This is, you know, my regular customers don't buy it because they don't need this. They buy every day whatever they need. But you, for you, it's unbelievable. And that's exactly the situation we are in. We all the year were very stingy to wake up in the morning, to do this mitzvah, the other mitzvah, give tzedakah, say tehillim, go to daven, go early, go late, go to mincha, mari, whatever. So God tells us, you know what, I've got a special thing for you. 10 days, try harder. But with those 10 days, you buy the whole year. Now you tell me now, who is stupid enough not to wake up in the morning early and go to slichas and do it with great love? Because he has to wake up for a few days.
You want a list? I give you.
Talking about a list, you know, once I read an interesting story about a guy who find two lists before Rosh Hashanah. And you know, he's reading this list. This guy is writing on the list. We have to buy to Shloimeh and Zeh new clothes, kippot. Have to make sure that all the food for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is ready. Rosh Hashanah, let's say. And we have to see in shul that we won't sit too near the chazan and try to talk with the people that the chazan won't do too long. And try and not have all the meals with the family. Now, one meal is enough. This is one list. Then he found the other list. The other list is, let's prepare all the children for Rosh Hashanah to be ready and understand what it's all about. I want to sit near the chazan so I can hear properly. And I want to have the meals with the family, the whole family, the whole yontif, to be together and feel good. Now, you tell me. Both of them are going to stand in front of God. This guy is interesting in the food, the clothes,
and a short of the fila.
And the other guy, interesting in the idea behind. And that's what we should. What is our list, as you say? You said the list. So let's prepare a list. What should we do? How should we stand in front of God on Yom Kippur? And Be'ezrat Hashem, each one of us will take on himself a small thing. But this small thing, as the Rav Pinkus Zatzal says, is a clever bomb. It's going to open everything for us. That we will have Be'ezrat Hashem a good year, full with happiness, healthy year, with prosperous parnosa, bracha, ve'atzlacha, gemar chatima tova.
Shkoyah.